And I wish we could get back there. One person who embodied that day-to-day support of that journey, that vision, for prosperity, for health, with huge amounts of generosity, kindness, thoughtfulness, and selflessness was Dr. Cindy Fansale. I didn't know much about Dr. Cindy Fansale until, her illness really intensified. She happens to be a physician who got a great deal of, obviously, public... She got a lot of public... she was seen a lot in the public, obviously, through her radio show, Sidebar with Cindy on Kai FM. But on a day-to-day basis, more so through her engagements with followers on Twitter. She fell ill with COVID-19 about 8 weeks ago and has been in ICU, or maybe even longer ago, but she was in ICU for 8 weeks. And it wasn't until her family sort of let out this call for help, saying, because she's such a generous woman, she's helped so many people. It wasn't until they let out this call for help saying, may you please help us. Her medical bills in ICU are 150 to 200,000 rand a week. And medical aid won't cover it. And it's beginning to become difficult for the family. It was through that campaign that I started to look into a lot more about people advocating for her and how much they changed her life, their lives, rather. She lost that battle with COVID-19 this weekend. She passed away on the early hours of Saturday morning. And the entire weekend, if you were on social media or in Twitter, first of all, was very painful, I think, for many South Africans, but it was also made light with all the stories of this incredible South African who had had such an impact on people well beyond a consultation room. Joining me now is the chairperson of the South African Medical Association, just to give us a picture of the hole that's been left in the medical fraternity, Dr. Angelique Kutsia. Good morning and welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Doctor, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Yes, thank you for asking us to give an opinion here. And also, as female doctors, and there's a lot of things that we can say this morning, not only around Dr. Fansale's passing, but also around the difficulties that we have seen the last 2 weeks just in happening to our female colleagues. One is not a colleague, but I'll come back to that now.
Certainly. I mean, did you engage with Dr. Fansale a great deal? Maybe you can give us your perspective on her impact on the medical fraternity in general.
So, I've known Cindy for quite a long time. We were not close friends or any of that because, this is, we know each other in the health fraternity. She was part, I know that I actually met her through SAMA while she was still in the structures of SAMA up till a few years ago. She then decided to leave the leadership role in SAMA and use all her valuable time between her family and then her advocacy role as an HIV activist and trying to get the message out there to the broader public in layman's term, which is not always that easy. To speak to the public out there, it is a skill. It's a certain skill, and Cindy had this skill. Cindy was a very generous, loving, outgoing type of person. And she was remarkable, She brought medicine to the people, as you have mentioned a few minutes ago, through her Twitter platform and radio show on Kaya FM. We will also become aware of that these problems relating Cindy about a week and a half ago from SAMA's side, that she's in ICU and that there is accounts that needs to be paid. And from SAMA's side, I actually ask that we can get more detail. Is it, is it the PMB? If she's on a medical scheme, if she's not on a medical scheme, what can we then do? And even on Saturday morning, that was the last before we learned that she already passed away. That was my last thing that I said to Gauteng North branch and said, please just give us the fact, get us the facts that we can see what we can do here to help nurses. But that I'm sure already passed on. We were not even aware of that. So, you know, looking back our last, this last 2 weeks, you know, for me, as a chair, I saw the suicide of a very well-known female doctor about 2 weeks ago here in our area. She just shot herself. Then last week, that robbery in Mabopane, where the killing of a female receptionist, putting the doctor in hospital. Then this COVID-19 taking Cindy away from us. If you look at all of this, it's the emotional trauma around knowing that it's colleagues of us. Somewhere we're missing something. Are we maybe too busy to really look at what is happening with our female colleagues? Are we missing dangerous signs that we will pick up in patients but not with our own colleagues? It raises a lot of questions. And I would also want to say on Sunday's side, you know what, she's a mother, or she was a mother. So we have two children left without a mother and a husband without a wife. That was what she was foremost before she could become a doctor.
Dr. Kutsia, I mean, I think you're raising some interesting points that probably afflict not just female doctors, but just doctors in general. The last year and some change has probably been the most trying time of any medical professional's career. It's certainly on a frontline worker, much like, you know, Cindy was, and perhaps the lady who took her own life was as well. Not to suggest that, you know, people haven't suffered through COVID-19, but it has been a very difficult time for doctors, both from the science side, trying to stay ahead of what we're learning about this disease that is completely unknown, and then on the emotional side, trying to hold, you know, your patients carefully in your hands, but at the same time with a fear for your own life. How has that affected medical professionals within the association in general?
Well, I can promise you there's a lot of anxiety or anxiety disorders going around. Even depression, you know, that you can see. So I'm quite sure that this female doctor took her own life 2 weeks ago. I think there must have been underlying depression, which we just missed as colleagues. It is, you know, the men as well, please. We always think that it's only females, but the men as well has been affected. And I, you know, looking also at what is happening financially, all these frontline workers, we know that the lack of increase in salaries, the lack of increase in the fees in the private sector, you know, 3% altogether from the medical schemes, putting a lot of pressure on the people to sustain the people working for them as well. So one always think, oh, you know what, it's only that, you know, they are complaining, and they've got actually the fat cats. But if one doctor goes out of work, it's not one doctor. It's got secretaries. There's a lot of people being affected by this. It's the emotional pressure. It's immense pressure. Certainly. That we are seeing. And then on top of it, remember what we see with long COVID. Patients are getting depressed and as well as anxious. That's the side effects of the long COVID. It's not something that we are making up. This is real. So you are sitting with your own stress, and then you have this patient in front of you who's also stressed.
Certainly.
And you need to maneuver between this and find a fine balance. And there's not enough support.
Quite right. Thank you, Dr. Anjali, for giving us that perspective. Certainly on long COVID, a person who didn't have the chance to even experience long COVID, of course, is Dr. Cindy Fonsale, who passed away this weekend. And thank you very much for giving us that reflection on her life.